This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The SEC has new rules directing stock exchanges to make more stock data open and free, including good stuff like how much supply and demand there is for a stock. But now the New York Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and the Chicago Board Options Exchange are petitioning a federal appeals court to review this, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Supply and demand data can help investors figure out what price people are willing to pay for a stock. And that can help investors predict what will happen if the stock does reach that price, says market historian John Steele Gordon.
Whether there'll be a sudden bunch of sell orders or a sudden bunch of buy orders. You know, in effect, you can see the future.
The exchanges have this information, and they sell it, typically to big institutional investors. Evan Raleigh at the University of Connecticut says those investors are willing to pay a lot for that kind of information.
They're going to go trade, 10 million shares of something. They want to know, down to the penny, how much they can get for those.
The rules make it easier for retail investors to access that information, too. But Raleigh says smaller investors probably aren't making big enough trades for it to make a difference.
It's too much data, for them to manage.
The exchanges said they had no comment for this story. The SEC's rules are set to take effect later this year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.